Fox names 10 new FAA advisors. First Boeing, now Airbus, sets delivery records. And Santa Monica may not close its airport. This is Aero News for Tuesday, January 14, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox has appointed 10 new members to the FAA Management Advisory Council. The council advises the FAA on management, policy, spending, and regulatory matters. Created by the Federal Aviation Reauthorization Act of 1996, the MAC meets quarterly to assess and advise the FAA on carrying out its aviation safety and air travel efficiency mission. The panel members serve three-year terms in a volunteer capacity and retain their private sector positions. The 10 new members are Steve Alterman, President, Cargo Airline Association; Bill Ayer, former chairman, Alaska Air Group; Monty Brewer, former president and CEO, Air Canada; Ray Connor, vice chairman, The Boeing Company, and president and CEO, Boeing Commercial Airplanes; Craig Fuller, president, The Fuller Company, and former president of AOPA; Jane Garvey, Meridian Infrastructure MITRE board member and former FAA administrator; Mayor Michael Hancock, City of Denver, Colorado; Lee Moak, President, Airline Pilots Association; Jack Potter, President and CEO, Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority; and Gwen Shotwell, President and COO of SpaceX. By law, the MAC has 13 members, and these new appointments will join the three incumbent council members. Airbus exceeded commercial targets in 2013, achieving a new record of 626 aircraft deliveries. There were 493 in the A320 family, 108 A330s, and 25 A380s. They were delivered to 93 customers. 15 of those were new, and a new industry record of 1,619 gross orders, beating the previous record in 2011 by 11 aircraft. The year was also Airbus's most valuable gross order intake, with a list price value of $240.5 billion. By year's end, the backlog had climbed to an industry-wide record of 5,559 aircraft, valued at $809 billion at list prices, or enough for 8 years of production. Aircraft deliveries in 2013 were up for the 12th year in a row, beating the initial target and surpassing the previous record set in 2012 by an additional 38 aircraft. At the end of 2013, Airbus commanded 51% of the gross market share for aircraft above 100 seats. The city of Santa Monica, California, has been told in no uncertain terms by the FAA that they cannot close the airport and open up its 227 acres of land for redevelopment until at least 2023, and likely not ever, according to a communication sent by the agency to the city government. At issue is a lawsuit over a recorded real estate instrument signed by the city of Santa Monica over 65 years ago. Santa Monica Next reports that city officials said, based on the instrument of transfer signed in 1948, the government should have no further stake in the airport. But the FAA said that same document requires the city to maintain the property as an airport into perpetuity. The agency also cites a 1962 opinion from the Santa Monica city attorney that the city has always known that it may never close the airport. The FAA called for the dismissal of the lawsuit and asked for a hearing February 10th before Judge John F. Walter. He's being asked to look at decades-old documents filed by both sides that contain, quote, barely legible pages, end quote, created pre-1950. NATA has issued a statement welcoming the TSA's release of the long-awaited aircraft repair station security regulation. The final rule was published in Monday's Federal Register. The regulation requires repair stations certificated by the FAA to comply with TSA security directives and implement security measures as directed by TSA. It also allows TSA and Department of Homeland Security officials to conduct security inspections in these facilities. Most importantly, the completion of this rule will now lift the long-standing ban on certification of repair stations overseas. NATA President and CEO Thomas L. Hendricks said, quote, NATA is pleased to see this final TSA repair station security rule published. The completion of the final rule lifts the FAA's moratorium on new foreign repair station certifications, allowing U.S. companies to expand MRO operations globally. This is a great boost to our aviation repair businesses, jobs, and our nation's economy. End quote. When Aero News continues, the search for Spitfires in Burma has resumed. That's one giant step for aero modelers. And can you say outdated information technology?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, January the 14th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A UK-based global logistics company, Clarendon Group Limited, has stepped in to save the effort led by aviation enthusiast David Kundal and his project to locate buried Spitfires in Burma. After 16 years of dedicating his life to the project, as well as his life savings, David is heading back to Burma to resume excavations in hope of finding the Spitfires he says were buried by Allied forces as Japanese troops advanced on the nation. The project had been backed by Belarusian video game company Wargaming.net, which dropped out of the project after Kundal failed to locate the airplanes last year. Clarendon has decided to provide the funding to allow the project to continue. The company, headquartered in Stanford Lee Hope in Essex, also has an office in Burma and was the first privately owned British company to be established in the country. David Kundal estimates that restoring the Spitfires back to original, if they actually exist and are found, will create 400 jobs over a five-year period, after which many of the aircraft will find homes in museums up and down the country. On Saturday, January 11th, the Academy of Model Aeronautics, AMA, and the FAA entered into an agreement establishing the platform upon which the AMA and the FAA will jointly work to ensure the continued safe operation of model aircraft in the National Airspace System. Under this agreement, the AMA will serve as a focal point for the aero modeling community, the hobby industry, and the FAA to communicate relevant and timely safety information. The Academy of Model Aeronautics has been the nation's collective voice for approximately 164,000 modelers in 2,400 clubs in every state in Puerto Rico since 1936. A nonprofit association headquartered in Muncie, Indiana, AMA sanctions more than 2,000 events and competitions each year under the auspices of the National Aeronautic Association. A new Hudson Institute study finds that America's air traffic control system has fallen seriously behind modern information technology. Key findings in the report include: U.S. air traffic control has yet to enter the digital age and still relies on technology developed back in the 1960s. An upgraded system would bring tremendous savings in time, fuel, and expense to travelers and carriers, enhanced safety, and improved environmental quality. The FAA is hobbled by government budget constraints, procurement rules, and multiple layers of political oversight. It lacks the incentives and resources to keep pace with the needs of the aviation community and growth in air traffic. And they needed a study to tell them that? Well, according to the report, the most advanced and innovative systems are in nations such as Australia, Canada, Germany, the UK, and New Zealand that have moved air traffic control into a single mission organization that charge directly for their services, issue revenue bonds for capital improvements, and are governed by aviation stakeholders. A similar approach would be highly feasible for the United States and is attracting increasing support because of the federal government's budget problems and the growing gap between our air traffic control system and state-of-the-art technology. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thank you, as always, for listening. You are now cleared for departure.